Hey everybody, I'm here to spread the word about the benefit being held for three-time cancer fighter Sid Destructo Slimmer. Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to midnight at the Archive in Soulard. The extravaganza is hosted by the one and only Clownvis Presley, as some of St. Louis' best acts perform their many talents. Michelle Minx of the Michelle Minx Academy of Pole Dance, comedian Andrew Frank, fire breather Carson Kelly, and drag performers Mary Shino and Lexi San Diego, with sideshow performer Travis Detritus, as well as music by the Trip Daddies, the Well Hungarians, and an open mic at the end of the night. Also, the triumphant return of Sid and Lexi's band Candy Coated Evil. Door prizes, raffles, incredible silent and live auction items, and special guests along the way. $10 suggests the door to help Sid pay for her ever-growing minimally insured bills and all the support until she can ring that bell at Siteman. This will be an event you will not want to miss. Sunday, April 23rd, 4 to midnight, or until they kick us out at Archive Soulard. Check Facebook for further details.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. I'll tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. If you haven't been by, come over, check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and share a wall with Cha Cha Chow. You can get some tacos, get some cold drinks, hang out, watch one of your favorite bands in the studio recording, or if you're an artist, come get your music recorded over there. It's really something really cool, unique, special for St. Louis, so get out and support them. Check it out. Everything at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up to date with what they got going on. Got a couple of big events coming up, including April 8th, Saturday. They're doing a big joint release party. Five records released on Saturday, including Miss Molly Sims, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Cara Louise Band, Fourth City, and Culprit Manifest. All five have recorded at Gaslight. All five are releasing their records April 8th at the Ready Room. Live performances from all five groups. So come out and check them out. See what they got going on. Again, full listing of details, everything at GaslightSTL.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
You're here with Boomtown United, and this is Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out this evening with the guys of Boomtown United. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey.
You guys want to go around and introduce yourselves?
I'm Kevin.
I'm Mike.
I'm Dave. I play keyboards.
I'm Jimmy. I don't play keyboards.
I'm Deshaun, the drummer.
I'm Scott, our other sax player.
And we're missing two people. Shelby, Pat Pat, and Al.
Yeah, we're hanging out here. We got band practice, so thanks for having me over, guys. I was really excited about this to kind of get to come and get to know a little more about you guys. Kevin's been on once before,
yes, but
this is exciting to kind of get to meet you guys and talk about this project. And this is pretty brand new band, right?
Pretty much,
yeah.
Like, we started getting together, I think, last July? And just kind of been practicing since then. We had our first show a few weeks ago, and we went on a three-day tour immediately following.
Yeah.
Went pretty well.
Yeah, I thought that was, pretty crazy that, you guys kind of come out the box and then immediately hit the road how'd that go? You guys?
It was pretty ambitious, but I think it went over really well.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good experience.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely made some friends along the way, too.
Yeah.
great responses too. Oh, we weren't ready for that.
No.
Like, we played our first show at the Duck Room, and we headlined, and we got done playing, and the crowd just starts going, one more, one more. Like, we don't know any more music. That's all we got.
Well, we had joked about it, too. Our last song, Democracy, we were like, oh, yeah, maybe we should save that for an encore. And then there was jokes like, yeah, we're a local band. Nobody's going to want us to encore.
Right, first show.
Here it is, like, after the show. Oh, one more song. One more. We're like,
I think I was the one that insisted that we should not save it for an encore, because what if we don't get one, too?
Well, that was well, kind of what all of us expected.
Democracy goes. We don't
we can't do that.
The people are leaving.
No, come back.
Come on, we got one more, guys.
We've had it forever now.
Yeah, so it went over really well. It was a great experience. And then the following week, on Thursday, we went back out to Kansas City and played for their, Fountain City Kickoff Party, which is like their support club for the Sporting KC soccer team.
Okay.
And that was great, too. Made a lot of good contacts, good friends. Yeah. It's amazing.
Definitely, man.
Yeah. The sound man wasn't as good as the last time we played in KC.
Right. Sound man problem. Oh, my
God. Yeah, you guys hit the road with all other friends of the show, Matthias and the Pirates, and the Moon Bandits.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So,
what up, guys?
Yeah. They
and gal.
Yeah. But they, they're some good people to hang with, and I imagine.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So. It looked like by some pictures there was a lot of like everybody in the van and kind of stuff, and
yeah,
so I'm sure that was a pretty wild ride to getting to hang with all of them.
Oh yeah,
it was. I slept the whole time.
Yeah,
everyone ignored each other
on his butterfly pillow.
Yeah, it was funny too. Like we were 2 miles down the road, Dave was already out up against the window.
He did that the second trip on his pillow KC bed. Too. He slept the whole way there. Yeah. The whole way there. I forgot he was in the car.
And you guys,
impressive.
And you guys took the devil with you too.
The devil came.
Yeah,
the devil Rockies. Came on the first trip.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that he's become a good friend. You know, we've seen him around.
Oh, yeah.
At all the shows and stuff, and
people in KC have not seen him around.
Yeah.
Well, he actually he helped out with a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that was. That was interesting.
The little girl who got on the elevator with him on the way to her, on her way to her birthday party was not quite sure what to make of that. Yeah.
You should have asked him to take a picture of him holding hands.
Well, then he actually helped out on a lot of stuff too. Like we had to drive back the same night after the last show in Columbia, and
he's a dedicated dude.
Yeah, he helped me return the van to Enterprise, like flat out. 3 o'clock in the morning, we're driving back and forth between Enterprise locations. Just like, okay, we'll get to this one, drop that, get this one, other one out to Bridgeton, and then took him.
Was he still dressed up when you did all that? Was he still the devil?
I don't remember, but it was night drops anyways.
He had to have been.
I think he was. I think he was, loosely at least.
Yeah.
Kind of scary. 911.
Yeah, there's a devil.
And a cargo van.
Devil truck. On another road.
Why does it say free candy on the sign? Hey, we had a lot of leftover candy from the tour.
Oh, yeah. Had to give it away. That was one of the funny things, too, at the Westport Sheraton, was just running through the lobby. Here we are, you know. It's an expensive hotel. All these, you know, kind of wealthy people
holiday
and everything.
So tour went well, and you guys, that was cool that they invited you right back the next week and stuff. And is that something you guys want to continue to keep, you know, spreading around?
So there's a lot of people in KC that were still into ska and stuff.
Yeah.
So especially on Thursday, I think it was a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, KC was so
for Thursday,
cool,
definitely.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely know how to support the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we had a lot of people come to the second show that came to the first.
And they have a strip club right in the middle of downtown.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
Yeah, right across the street.
It was literally called Totally Nude.
Totally Nude.
I was convinced it was not a strip club, and it was actually like a tanning salon or something. I'm like, that can't be like right there, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Truth in advertising.
Right next to the stadium.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally Nude. Right here. For all to enjoy.
Yeah. I don't know why I tell my story, but I will.
It's got to be a good one if it's about Totally Nude.
Well, I went to... went down to like something South Carolina. I forget the town.
But my buddy went to was down there for like basic training stuff. Was in and he got his started getting tattoo work done down there, and so he wanted to go back down to the same artist to finish up his sleeve. Uh-huh. And he did like this whole sleeve in like one sitting, like half a sleeve in one sitting from his elbow to his wrist.
Yeah,
and he. So I went with him just for the the hell of it for the weekend and then I drove back because his arm was all wrapped up and everything so I had like whatever 10 hours to kill in this town and in a military town for and so I found a record shop and I was hanging out there for a while and find some records and then but every other thing it was all fast food and strip clubs and that's all that had to do in this town and then I found this
where is this again?
Throw it over the fence and let Arby's deal with it.
But I ended up passing as I'm cruising the strip there in town. There was a place called Wiener's. And I was like, I'm not gonna try to see what one this is. Like,
that was the strip club. The place. Yeah. Which one was it?
I didn't go check it out. But,
that's what top dog you never had.
Yeah,
that should be a new game you play with people: strip right. club or fast food.
Yeah,
you have chance of Wieners.
So
it could be a
Maybe a little bit of both, you don't know.
Incorporate.
They could eat some tacos and see some tacos.
They could also feed you high salt sandwiches.
So many jokes.
Yeah, we're heading down to Rocky Road.
I'm just thinking, like, are you guys wanting to hit other markets too and try to see how this goes?
I'm going to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago would be a blast.
Yeah. Carbondale.
Yeah.
Supernova.
You guys are you guys know these a lot of these places from previous bands or just being or a fan or how'd you guys get established with going to Kansas City and stuff?
I don't know how that happened.
Not really sure. I think Jason Nelson from Moon Bands set up a lot of it.
No, right. He did.
Or what did
he set up
Kansas City?
Columbia,
that's right.
Yeah.
No, Kansas City.
Yeah. Nope.
Set up Kansas City. He set up the, what's the name of the bar that we played?
Mini bar.
The mini bar.
The disaster room.
Yes. The disaster night. Sound.
No, the disaster room.
That was literally.
So we had a bad sound. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Our bass player ended up having to take over and run sound.
Yeah.
This guy really didn't know.
How to run sound.
He had my sax mic set up on a bass drum stand. Like, it was like, seriously, like a foot and a half off the ground. Like, dude, like, come on, man, what is
that
this?
That wasn't as exciting as the guy breaking the bottle on the tree outside, though.
Oh, it wasn't on the tree, it was on the side of the van.
No, it was on the tree.
Was it? Yeah. Man, it sounded like the side of the van. I was sitting inside.
He pointed at a couple people.
Yeah.
Threatened to murder a few people.
Nah.
Sounds so like Jason set that up. It was a cool spot. I mean, once we got going,
yeah.
It was fine. The atmosphere was cool too. It was a smaller room. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah. So we sound checked for 53 minutes and played for 32.
Like that's no shit.
It was
he's not kidding like, either.
That's how it went down. Yeah. Like, we got shorted pretty hard that night, but that was everyone still had a good time.
Yeah. So Jason set that up.
Thanks, Jason.
I set up the Columbia one and the Duck Room.
Yeah.
So and Jason, I love you, dude. I know that sounded all bad.
Jason.
No, he didn't even set up nothing. So, anyways.
Yeah. I'm sure. You guys looking to record soon, or what's what are we doing there?
That's a good question.
Yeah. That's a sexy looking question there.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It kind of comes up in discussion from time to time, but we don't have any solid plans. I think if we probably could get something out this summer. I don't know what it would be, how many songs it would be, and what format. But I'm sure it will happen.
Sure, it'd be nice even just some kind of EP sampler kind of thing, just to get something out there to shop around and let people know what you're doing.
We want to put out a 45, but we can't seem to write a song under 4.5 minutes long, so that doesn't work.
Yeah, we'll get into
Wax Cylinder.
It'll be one song, you'll have to flip it halfway through.
33 RPM 7-inch.
Yeah.
It's like one of those old school books, like, ding, please turn to the next page.
I think we're more focused on just trying to, once we play these shows, we're trying to get back to making more music.
Yeah.
Because right now we came up with, what, 10, 11
12,
songs?
Well, 11, yeah.
Plus 11 songs in 8 months.
Yeah.
We were kind of all weirded out about that. Because it just happened like,
right.
super fast.
Yeah.
So now we got these shows done. We have a couple of more, but we're going to focus on getting more songs. So when we do have the opportunity to record, then we have a ton to choose from.
Interestingly enough, like we had like 4 at the end of the first practice even.
Yeah, things went...
Yeah, it just kind of worked.
It was all pretty sporadic when we started, though, too. Like, practices weren't happening too mm-hmm. consistently.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are... wrapped up in rehearsals for other shows, and we had kind of a lull in the middle there. Like, we were, you guys were doing what, the Fishbone tribute?
Yeah.
I was
Sound
rehearsing
Wave.
For
Marley Fest.
Marley
yeah.
Fest. And
yes.
Scaladays.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody had a lot going on right around the middle between when we first started practicing and the first.
So
when
we say 8 months, we practice every Sunday.
Right.
So that's like 4 a month, right? So 4 times 8 is.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's 32.
Right, so...
and we probably,
really,
and we'd probably skip like
yeah.
25% of
every
right,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
right. So like literally practice maybe...
maybe like 20-ish times.
20-ish.
Right, and probably not even with everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, here's this.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because our bass player, he records with a bunch of different groups. Like, he's straight up legit. And he's getting flown all over the place. To like record and
that Thursday we went to Kansas City. I had to pick him up at the airport because he flew straight in from Tampa.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, he's pretty ridiculous.
And yeah. with having so many guys in the band and everything like that, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll set a cell phone out, just record what we've got for that day. If we're we're starting something new or making changes and whatnot, throw it up on a cloud drive and then send out links and everybody can download it and
right.
that
homework.
Yeah, basically.
yeah. Well, that's cool that that these songs are just kind of coming together like that, though, and it's exciting to see, man. Like that, just working. So hopefully, you guys keep writing, and we get that record together sometime soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But that. I can't imagine. It's hard enough for me to schedule things with just this show and like with bands and then like, but yeah, trying to schedule things with 7-8 guys or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sure it can get kind of crazy. But
Jimmy,
what the hell,
man? Come on, it's everywhere.
We're live right now, man.
Sort of. I'm not.
It's in my hair.
Yeah. Well, I did throw your guys' picture up online and ask if any of your friends and fans had some questions for you guys.
Oh,
God, which one did you use?
I'm a Sagittarius. I like long walks on the beach.
Jeff Allen of the Moon Bandits writes in, who is their favorite member of the Moon Bandits?
Definitely Jeff Allen, right? Yeah.
Jeff. Jeff. For me, it's Shelby Carter. Okay. Oh, Shane, because his name doesn't start with a J.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little tricky.
No, they're all great guys.
They are.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love those guys.
Going out of town with them.
Oh, man, we had a blast out of town with them.
They'll be on back on the show.
We do want to know why they didn't ride in the van with us, though. What are you guys afraid of?
I'll ask them.
Fast food.
Orders.
Smells.
They're back on the show in April to talk about their new album. So.
All right.
So I'll bring it up.
Ask them what?
Yeah.
Ask them if we smell too bad to ride with.
Actually, Shelby and I are on that album.
Smelliest band ever.
Is that how you guys are gonna on your all your show posters and work? Moon Bandit said, "Smelliest band ever."
I think we're gonna have to now.
Yeah. Joe Baker writes in.
All the questions are from the Moon Band.
Pretty much is how it went.
They had a lot of free time this
they
week.
They are our biggest fans, clearly. Yeah. So.
Have they ever rollerbladed from St. Louis to Como?
I guess that requires explanation.
So,
what happened was,
well, you see, it all started
so
in St. Louis
with a guy lurking outside our van looking for the Moon Band.
Yeah.
Where's Joe?
So this guy was super hammered. Super hammered. Joe had made it to Columbia before everybody else, so he went to this bar. This guy was there. I think Joe might have paid for a couple of his drinks. He got kicked out of that bar, or maybe he was leaving.
No, I think
and he didn't
out.
Pay his tab. But he was super hammered, and I guess they wanted his ID to see who he was, and he gave him his passport.
Yeah.
And they kept his passport because he didn't pay his bill.
Because, you know, you need your passport when you rollerblade across Missouri.
So this guy said he rollerbladed from St. Louis to Columbia.
Yeah.
On his way to Mexico.
That old story.
He did have rollerblades.
He was hammered.
Yes.
He threw up in the bathroom.
He threw up everywhere. He threw up all over the bathroom door and all down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And ended up kicking him out of the Rose Music Hall.
Yeah. Sounds like this guy knows how to party.
It's a good way to get kicked out of a place. Yeah, barfing all over the place.
That'll usually do it.
Yeah.
If you were interested.
That took my passport, man.
By the way, shout out to Rose Music Hall. That place is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that place is awesome, man.
Yeah, I've been going up there for a long time. I live out in Wentzville, so it's kind of it's kind of nice.
There.
Yeah, it's kind of halfway there. So like, you know, if there's a good show in Columbia, or for a long time I used to work nights. So like, if a Friday night there was a show in St. Louis, but you know Saturday they were in Columbia or something like that, I would just go see them in Columbia on Saturday and stuff. Now so I'd have to miss work, and it worked out. But yeah, so I used to go up there a lot. It used to be Mojo's.
Yeah.
Before they called it Rose Music Hall, and so I used to go up there for a lot of good shows and Blue Note also, and so. But yeah, I like it up there. It's a fun room.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna try and go back and play the Blue Note, right? Isn't that what the Rose?
There was talk
people
of
that
it.
Booked Rose Music Hall booked that place.
Yeah, they're all connected.
There's possibility.
Pat, Kay.
Yeah, they do these like Missouri festival thing. You know, they do like their theme like. Funk and rock and that basically just kind of showcase, but they kind of pick some, you know, St. Louis, Columbia, you know, Springfield, Rolla. They try to pick a couple bands from around the area, and they all kind of come in there and kind of just show what Missouri has. So
yeah.
I think they're pretty cool little showcases, and so
nice. Could be cool.
Yeah, so it'd be fun to get involved in one of those or something.
And we'll try.
Yeah.
And I think it'll happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like when we played. The sound guy and then the owner, or not the owner, but the manager, whoever's managing that night, really liked it. So,
yeah,
there'll
be other opportunities to come up.
Hey, looking for some new music? Come check out Music Record Shop, located in the Dot Zach building. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com or come in store and check out their nice display of records, vinyl. Tapes and CDs, and you can get yourself all kinds of new music. New records in every Friday. And if you want to get your records on the shelf, reach out. They have a wonderful local music selection as well, and they can help you out with that. We got a couple big events coming up, including Record Store Day, April 22nd. So mark your calendar, come out to Record Store Day. A lot of exclusive releases and other things coming up, so more details to be announced, but mark your calendar for the 22nd, and full listing of events all at musicrecordshop.com, and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away free tickets and records and things, so it's a good way to get involved and win free stuff, so check it out.
And then Trisha writes in. She says she can't wait to catch a show. When's the next KC date? So you guys...
working on that.
We kind of talked about that already.
Yeah, right.
We don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that tonight.
We've been invited. So so we just got to make a decision. It's just all based on availability.
Yeah, I mean, Dev asked us to go back and play the 15th with Go Generation, but that wasn't going to work. But we'll be back soon.
Yeah, for sure.
But we also were asked to open for the bishops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just came up tonight, so
yeah,
maybe soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's also been a lot of talk about, you know, hell, Kansas City's already halfway been our sister city. There was talk about the hooligan holiday back in December and everything, too. And
yeah, so we might be able to hit there mid-December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would be an option.
And Jordan writes in, Rickenbacker. He noticed that you guys have some Rickenbacker guitars going.
Yeah.
Is that, he also...
plays. Oh, not Jordan from the Moon?
No, no, sorry. This is, Jordan,
oh, okay.
This is Jordan Sloan.
Okay.
He plays formerly of Clockwork. Now they are
Hounds.
The Hounds. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So,
yes, Rickenbacker.
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, he's a big fan. They, well, so yeah, we. That's about it for our fan question segment.
Thank God.
Answer a Moon Bandits question.
Yep. But I wanted to, you know, we kind of...
I'm just glad you didn't ask me about my garage.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
No, we're not going to go into
that.
Yeah.
And,
are you allowed to use the word boner on podcasts?
You can use whatever you
want. Say whatever the fuck you want.
About Kevin's boner garage?
So I have this tattoo on my back.
Lower back.
It's in the middle of my
way
back.
Lower
what are those
back.
Called?
It's in the middle of my back.
What are those called, though? I forget.
Trump stumps?
Yeah.
Trump stumps.
Trump stumps. Panama so City license plate.
What? That's a new one.
That's good.
Ass antlers?
So yeah, that's the yeah.
Yeah.
It's oddly enough.
Put it out there, so that, you
know. That's the garage.
Maybe we should have done video so we could see it.
Go ahead and show all the listeners.
There it is.
It's a dolphin.
Might as well be.
Jumping over a floor. You know they have lasers now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if I want to keep it?
What if I want more dolphins? an aquatic scene on my lower back. Couple seahorses.
Lots of fluids.
What else you got?
Yeah. Speaking of tattoos, that was I just learned that there's somebody with a Rock Paper Podcast tattoo on their arm. And
I saw that.
Pretty wild. That was definitely a first for me, and I was blown away, man. That was crazy to think that, you know, this show means something to somebody enough to. Yeah, I'm gonna put that on my arm.
Nice,
so,
right?
I was flattered. It was really cool. So, it was pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's no unicorn or
and it was
horse,
on our arm, not on our back.
Yeah.
The Common Jones theory's there.
True. Yeah, it's very humbling and just amazing.
Yeah,
like ban them in
for sure.
And someone else get a tattoo, you know.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but very cool. So, yeah. What we haven't really kind of we haven't talked about it, but like, what you guys are pretty much. I mean, since we don't have tracks to play yet, but you guys want to talk about the sound? I mean, you guys are pretty much just
straight up ska. BS ska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys,
a little rock steady.
Yeah.
Mostly ska.
All the different kinds of ska.
Yes.
Except for that one kind.
We won't mention. Or will we?
Yeah, we might. We'll delve into that later. No, I mean, I think
we don't do. No.
It's a pretty varied sound, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different influences in the band, so it could kind of go anywhere.
So yeah. We're not really going to stick to one thing. We're going to confuse everyone.
Yeah. What do you I also want to know how this band even came to be. Like, I mean, we kind of said it all, you know, you guys got together last July, right?
Yeah.
Like, but you guys all known each other for a long time, and or how's that?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mike approached me about joining when he was moving back to St. Louis, so yeah. That's kind of when I first heard about it.
Yeah, like, my family and I, we moved to the Bay Area in California, and we were there about 10 months, and I joined up with this really, really kick-ass, like, skinhead reggae band, and, like, when I knew I had to move back, I wanted to do something kind of in that vein, like, just straight-up great ska and reggae. So I had the idea float around in my head, and I got Kevin in on it, started talking to him, because we were just kind of looking for something else to do, just something to fill our needs, and talked to Jimmy, and then it just kind of all came together. So here we are.
Yeah.
Dude, you took that long to get to the middle of the story, and you ended it.
Yeah, what the hell, man? There's like it five just more came of together.
You know.
You're like a 5-minute opener, and it yeah. came together.
Didn't it?
No.
It didn't?
Well, it did.
Okay.
But you gotta shut
up. It was a hard road to travel.
So, after the three of us agreed, it was time to find bass, drums, and the other components.
Why are you hitting me?
So then, Mike and I, we were part of a Fishbone tribute called Ghetto Soundwave. And at one of the rehearsals, the bass player, Al, our bass player, came to that rehearsal. So he knew the bass player of that band, Donald. So that's how we met Al. But it was just a one-time thing. Like, he came to that rehearsal, and then that was pretty much it. So when we were searching for a bass player, I messaged Donald and was like, do you know anybody, or are you interested? Because he's a badass, too.
Yeah.
So, but he's like, I know a guy. And then he gave us Al's information. And Al was like, I have my own drummer. We're like,
package deal.
Because we need one.
Yeah.
So, that's how they came together. We've met Scott at shows. Shelby was also... You guys went to school together?
Yeah, Shelby and I went to Webster Groves together.
And then he was also in Ghetto Soundwave.
Yeah.
He also does stuff. Scott and Shelby also do stuff with Moving Bandits here and there.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, we cut one of their songs for their current EP. They had horns on their... on their song Battery. And then we sat in with them for Scala Days too, since they were doing covers and stuff. But yeah, that was cool.
And then Dave is friends with Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm long time friends with Jim.
Yeah.
Since, you know, high school.
Yeah. And oddly, I don't know how we never played in a band together until now, but here we are.
Yeah.
Dave was a roadie for my first band, Tony and the Boners.
Yep. It was not a boner.
Yeah. He was an honorary boner.
He was in charge of the boners.
He was Bouncer Dave. He was a boner wrangler. Aren't you glad I brought that up?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how that happened.
So yeah, you just gave me a message. And
yeah.
I said, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, yeah, okay.
I'm busy.
Well, I was like, I'm busy. Well, I'm like, who do you have? I'm like, who's in it? You know, I came back 10 minutes later. I'm like, well, who's in it? You got some guys from Unify in there? And he told me, and I was like, all right, well, I'll come check that out.
Shout out to Unify.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, we do have some shows. You can come meet these guys and hear all these songs. And we got on the calendar right now for April 14th over at Foo Bar. You guys will be with the Big News over there.
The Big News,
yeah.
We played with them in Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah, we went out there, Oklahoma City.
They're like super duper 90s ska punk.
And, very good.
Yeah, they're
horns.
They are
yeah,
great.
Very
horns
good.
And, it turned into a drunken 90s ska punk pit with all the old St. Louis people that night. It was really fun.
Yeah.
If you want to relive the 90s, please come to that show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's still a bunch of people that love this stuff. I mean, that's...
Right.
You know, there's a... That's kind of the thing. Like, it's... you know, to kind of still get out there and do these things. Like, I mean, there's... I think that's why the urge and stuff. You look at these guys still selling out shows, every year and stuff, and it's like people still love hearing all those old songs, even though they're, you know, whatever, from early '90s and things, and they're still fun to hear. And people always want to hear the older stuff, even that they don't play.
What's funny is those guys are pretty young. Like, I'm not even sure if they were old enough to enjoy that the first time it was popular. I'm like, wow, they're really good at that.
And then we got another one, May 20th, over at the Crack Fox with the Bishops you mentioned. Where are those guys from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I got to hear them play back a few years ago. The Slackers came through town, and got there stupid early because the Facebook event said the doors were at 7 and the show started at 8. But doors weren't at 7, so I was there a full hour early. I had nothing but time. So I actually helped do load in and all that stuff. Like, they actually let me do that. But, so when they started seeing our posts about all this stuff, it's like, okay, we need to play together. But as they came through, they're actually going to be on their way to Supernova Ska Festival over in Virginia.
Shout out to Supernova Ska Festival.
But they're going with Monty Naismith of Cimarron. And that's going to be a cool opportunity for them, but it was one of those where they started looking for a St. Louis leg for their tour on the way there, because obviously they're going to play as many shows as they can along the way. So, they're going to hit Kansas City on the 19th. They'll be in St. Louis on the 20th, and we'll be here with them on the 20th, possibly on the 19th.
You should come to that show, too.
Yes.
Yes.
That was going to be nice.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And again, we have a official Facebook page up where you guys, people get involved and follow along there for all the future dates and updates and all that stuff. So, and there's a little teaser video up there, right?
Yep.
You guys have
one of the instrumental song.
So you get a little snippet of what you guys are about until they make it to the show.
And we have, actually, we recorded our very first show. So we have that being edited.
Yeah, it's in the works right now.
So we'll push some of that whenever it's ready.
Yeah.
It's just not yet.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of editing that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Like me talking in between songs.
Who would want to hear that?
I know,
right? Yeah. Jeez. And it takes forever. I don't... for anything for video and stuff, there's a lot of work in there. So
that's why. Shout out to Beth Ashby; she's really taking good care of us on that too.
Yes, Scott's sister.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys taking some time to hang out and getting to know a little more about what you guys are up to. Get involved, Facebook, and come out to these shows, and keep an eye out. Maybe we'll have some music for you guys soon.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
We're going to try, man.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've made ones of dollars on all these 4 shows.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Pat.
Rock Paper Podcast. Well, that was it.
Hey, you here with Boomtown United? This is Rock Paper
Take
Podcast.
Two.
You bitch. Still rolling?
Yeah.
You're here with Boomtown United.
All right, go ahead. No, really, go ahead.
Can you get it straight in their face and do it? You're here with Boomtown United, and this is Rock, Paper, Fuck!
That's it!